starting lineup tonight for the visitors for Rockford. Coach Aaron Carpenter tonight. He will go with a 6-foot senior in Corbin Jacob, a 6-foot-1 sophomore, Dayton Hayes, 6-foot-2 senior, Malachi Skillen, 6-foot sophomore, Case Millsap, and a 5'9 freshman in Jackson Smith. Corbin Jacob, Dayton Hayes, Malachi Skillen, Case Millsap, and Jackson Smith are starting 5 tonight for the Rockport Blue Jays in this ball game. Taking a look at the starting lineup for the Panthers tonight of Bound City, Coach Alan Altman will go with a 5'11 junior in Creighton Ralph, 5'10 junior Ernie Peters, 5'10 senior Rowan Durr, 6'3 junior Chauncey Brown, and 6'3 senior Jacob Hall. Creighton Ralph, Ernie Peters, Rowan Durr, Chauncey Brown, and Jacob Hall, your starting 5 tonight for the Mound City Panthers. Again, Ball City Tigers are in action tonight on sister station KTNC, hosting Diller O'Dell tonight. Diller O'Dell won the girls' game tonight over at Ball City by a final score of 58-17. 58-17 was the score there tonight. That's on KTNC. They're going to introduce the starting lineups here to the crowd on hand here tonight on senior night of Mount City High School. All right. Horn sounds. Teams are huddled up with their coaches. They get ready for the lineups to be introduced here. We've got basketball scheduled for Thursday night here on Sunny 101.3. Could be a couple of really good games. Hopefully they'll get to play them. The Johnson Brock Eagles are at Freeman to take on the Falcons. A couple of top ranked boys teams in the state of Nebraska, C2 and D1. Johnson Brock, the only remaining undefeated boys team in the state of Nebraska now. They've won 56 consecutive games. And I believe sit at 19-0 now on the season to this. I believe it's 19-0. Could be 20 by this point. And I think that Freeman has only lost one game. I think that was Johnson Brock up at Medeckis about 3 weeks ago. That's coming up Thursday here on Sunny 101.3, weather permitting. Also on Thursday night over on KTNC, it will be the Fall City Tigers again on the road at Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. That's on Thursday night on KTNC. All right, ready to roll here. Starting lineups have been introduced. Well, thought that was odd. Jack Meyercourt is starting for Rockport. I don't know why we get him out of the lineup. Meyercourt, Malachi Skillen is in there. Brock Holmes is starting as well. That is not what they had in the book that I took the starters out of earlier. And Reed Ellis, a 6'5 freshman, is jumping center. That's a whole different set of numbers of what I was given earlier in this ballgame tonight. Well, anyway, here we go. Stepping in for Mound City, Chauncey Brown. He'll jump it up against Reed Ellis, the 6'5 freshman. Rockport, the visitors go right to left toward the north bucket in the first half tonight. Rockport controls the tip. They give the ball up there to Holmes. Holmes kicks out right side to Logan Ellis, and Ellis drives the lane and puts up the first two of the ball game. Ellis gets the first bucket of the game. Mound City gets it down low underneath and trying to pass it back out. Chauncey Brown went for the pass back to the top. They misfire and the ball goes out of bounds. So Malachi Skillen will inbound the basketball for the Blue Jays. Now to Meyercourt on the left side. Spins out on a three-pointer up and good by Brock Holmes. Quickly 5-0, the lead to Rockport in this game. So we come back the other way now. Mound City with the basketball. Rowan Durr will handle it. Get it down low now to Brown. Brown drives in, gets the defender on his back, and puts it up and in. Chauncey Brown makes it. 3-point ball game. Rockport off to a 5-0 start. Now it's 5-2, a minute gone by. To the front. Rockport with a drive and a throw across the lane out there. Driving the ball to the inside is going to be Skillen. Shoots it, misses it. Rebound, miss it. That was Ellis. Got it back, couldn't connect that time. And here comes Mound C to the front court. Rowan Durr will hand the ball off there to Creighton Ralph. Ralph dribbles it out top. Off to Durr, and now back to Ernie Peters. Peters will give the ball up there to Jacob Hall in the free throw circle. Good defense so far here by Rockport, not letting Mount Sea get inside the three-point line. A drive by Peters off the glass, no, and a rebound to Ellis, his third already. And here comes Rockport to the front court, 2 minutes gone by. Meyercourt on the left side, backing up with the ball. Gets it away now to Holmes, and Brock Holmes working down through the lane, and a blocking foul will be called here on the Mound City Panthers. Foul will go on Rowan Durr, his first. First whistle of the ball game, and it's Rockport ball on the baseline. They inbound to Meyercourt. Had it knocked away, got it back, misses, rebound, Creighton Ralph. Ralph looking as he crosses midcourt, guarded by Logan Ellis. And now a three ball from the corner is no good by Durr. Rebound picked off by Rockport by Skillen. Get the ball down the lane and a runner down the lane and a scoop up and good by Brock Holmes. He's got five early. It's 7-2. Inside it goes. Hall gives the ball off. Brown with a reverse layup. It won't go. And yet another rebound already for Reed Ellis. A steal by Brown. Brown steals it, shoots it, and draws a foul on Rockport here. Official says 33 on the foul. That'll be Reed Ellis, his first foul of the ball game. We'll put Chauncey Brown at the line for the Mound City Panthers. Brown ready, fires, got it. He'll get another one here. 7-3, Rockport with the lead. Brown getting ready. It's on the way up and won't go. And the rebound to Ellis. He's got five rebounds already. We haven't played 2 minutes. Haven't played 3 minutes of the ball game. Meyercourt off the right side to Ellis. Ellis gives it up for Reed Ellis from Logan Ellis. Now I give the ball back to Skillen. Down the lane. Again, that little running one-hander, a scoop by Holmes won't go. Mound C grabs the rebound. Off the run they go. Get it to Peters. He'll back up. Ralph back to Peters for three. Left elbow. No. Rebound brought down and on the run the other way is Jake Meyercourt. Rather, Jack Meyercourt, excuse me. Out top. Three ball on the rim. Won't go this time for Holmes. And Rockport chases the ball up into the stands. Can't catch up with it. Good hustle by Skillen and it'll be Mound City basketball. Skillen checks out. Tayden Cook into the game now for Rockport. Ralph will bring it up for the Panthers, down by four, 7-4. Ralph going right down the lane. The scoop is good on the right side. Great Ralph makes it 7-5, Rockport by two. The other way, a long three for Meyercourt. Won't go. Rebound on the weak side by Cook. He'll get it away now to Logan Ellis. Back over right side. Holmes elevates, passes it back. Now he'll get it back from Meyercourt. And Holmes to the free throw line, passes off to Logan Ellis. Logan Ellis driving down the lane. His shot is no good, but a whistle and a foul will put him at the line. The foul will go on Rowan Durr. Rowan's got two early for Mound City. At the line is Logan Ellis. 5'9 freshman, free throw up and short off the front edge, no good. They'll get another one here. Mound City brings Henry Smith into the ball game, a 5'9 freshman. Free throw up, good. 8-5 Rockport. Logan Ellis will sit out. Into the ball game is Weston Amthor, 5'9 sophomore. So taking the high post for Mount City to Jacob Hall. A little weave out top now with Creighton Raup handling the basketball against the zone here. Rockport inside. Go to Hall. Had it knocked away, got it back. Out Raup for three on the rim. It won't go. Brown up high for the rebound. Pass back to Hall. He can't connect. And we get a foul on a loose ball. That's going to be called on Chauncey Brown. His first and the third foul against the Panthers here in quarter number one. 3:10 to play in this first period. Rockport with a three-point advantage. And down through the lane goes Meyercourt. He can't hit, but it's a rebound and a putback for Reed Ellis, the 6'5" freshman. His first two. The other way we go. Hall with it. Inside on the left block. Brown spins, fires, got it. Good job there by Chauncey Brown. He's got five for Mound City. It's 10-7. To the front court comes Jack Meyercourt. He'll get the ball away to Brock Holm. Down the lane he goes. Short with the scoop this time. Hall with the rebound off to Raup. Creighton pulls up for three on the rim. Won't go. Rebound. Meyercourt throws it ahead for Reed Ellis. Goes in. Stops. And he travels. No, he got fouled. He bucked the win. Did it count? I think it does. Bucket is good. The foul will be on Creighton Raup, his first. Team foul number four on the Panthers. The bucket good for Reed Ellis. He's got 4 points and looking for five here. Fourth team foul on Mound City. No good on the free throw. It's 12-7. And the rebound comes down to Henry Smith. All right, Raup to the front to Ernie Peters on the left side of the floor. Ernie looking. The high post, Brown dribbles down the lane, lost it, taken away from him. On the run, Jack Meyercourt goes in, slipped and traveled with it. Well, that new floor got him that time. It's a beautiful new floor here in Mound City this year. Been a long, long time. They had sanded the other one down so far, they had to go new. 1:50 to go, Raup through traffic, scoops, no, Brown, the follow, good for the Panthers. And it's 12-9. Chauncey Brown with 7. Here we come the other way. Now with it is going to be Logan Ellis back in the game. Hands it off to Anther. Anther to Logan Ellis. Scoops, leans in, won't go. Got his own missed shot back, and he got fouled on the putback. Panther foul on 42? No, who's that on? Yeah. Jacob Hall, his first. Team foul number 5. It's over the final minute 28. Rockport will shoot free throws. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good for Logan Ellis. He's got 4 points now and looking for 5. Free throw up. No. Rebound. Rockport gets it. Now with it, Meyercourt. Minute 18 to play in the quarter. Logan Ellis driving the baseline. Cuts out back to the circle. And now to Reed Ellis, and he'll pass the ball off there to Anther. He'll come cross court. Meyercourt pulls up. 15-footer, too strong. And a rebound brought down by Chauncey Brown. He's had a good quarter on the boards. 1 minute to go. Quarter number one here at Mound City High School. Panther down 13-9 to the Rockport Blue Jays. Inside to Brown. Bumps into a defender. Missed the shot. Rebound brought down. Malachi Skillen comes away with the rebound for the Blue Jays. Meyercourt left side. Throws the ball out top to Logan Ellis. Logan down the left side lane. Left it short off the backboard. Rebound again to Brown. Chauncey will bring it up. He'll go to Raup. Raup in the paint, pulls up, 10-footer, won't go. Rebound brought down, Meyercourt, he'll throw it ahead to Reed, to Logan Ellis. he'll back up. He got too far under the basket, had to back up, and when he did, he is fouled by Grady Knapp, who checked into the ball game. No, they called that foul on Ralph. Creighton gets his second. And at the line, once again, Logan Ellis, where he is 2 out of 4. 4 points in the game, looking for 5, and short this time. No good. They'll have another one here. Second free throw is on the way. Up and no. Bounces out of there. Rebound to Jacob Hall. To Brown and now to Ralph. Creighton Ralph up the floor at midcourt. Pass the ball on the right side. Gets the ball away there to Henry Smith. Inside to Brown. Pushed off balance by Reed Ellis. His outlet pass to the sideline is knocked away by Rockport. So inbounding will be Henry Smith. Smith will get it into Creighton Ralph. 5'11 junior. Moving up. And the ball turned over. That ends the first quarter. No shots away. After one, it's Rockport 13, Mound City 9. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Nemaha County Hospital is hosting a life-saving blood drive on February 13th, and they need your help. You can reserve a time between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. by calling Carla at 402-274-6127. Every drop of blood donated goes directly towards helping those in need, from accident victims to patients undergoing critical treatments. Join us in this vital cause with Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time. Call 402-274-6127 to schedule your blood donation February 13th.
Sunny 101.3.
13-9, the lead to the Rockport Blue Jays is Mound City Basketball in our boys game here tonight. Rockport girls get a 54-50 win over Mound City tonight. With the basketball out top, Creighton Ralph for the Mound City Panthers. He is holding it out there and looking for help. Gets the ball away inside to Henry Smith. And now down the lane, Brown with the right hand up and good. Chauncey Brown with 9 points here in this contest so far. It's a two-point ball game, 13-11. The other way we go. Rockport with the basketball in the hands now of Malachi Skillen. He'll give the ball up there to Meyercourt. Three ball won't go. Brown the rebound, crosses over all the way to the hole, and we're tied at 13 apiece. 11 for Chauncey Brown. We are tied up at 13 now. The other way with the basketball, Brock Holmes dishes off to Reed Ellis, 6'5 freshman, elevated, shot it, missed it, but got fouled by Henry Smith. His first and the first foul of the second quarter on Mound City. Ellis at the line, 0-for-1, has 4 points in the ball game. Free throw is up and got it, rattled it home. Jeff Nichols back to the studio. We've got our echo back again for some reason. Not horrible, but if it goes away, I like it so much better. 6:58 to go in the first half, 14-13 now. Rockport with the one-point advantage. Second one up, second one good, as Reed Ellis connects on two of them. So here we come the other way. Creighton Ralph dishes off to Smith. Henry to Hall, tried to go inside, stolen away. On the run, Brock Holmes all the way in. Left hand, left side, good. Holmes now with 7, and the lead is back up to 4. And timeout called by Coach Alan Ottman. 17-13, Rockford with a 4-point lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Mount City High School. We're back in action here. Coach Altman didn't have a lot to say. Gets it in to Brown and off the glass. No, and the rebound comes down to Reed Ellis, his seventh. And then a reach-in foul called, I believe, on Brown. Let's see here. It is Chauncey Brown, his second foul, the second team foul of this second period. Off the floor of the basketball, here comes Logan Ellis for Rockport. He'll whip the ball to the far side. Skillen for three on the rim. No, Meyercourt the rebound. Up, no, Ellis the rebound. That's Reed Ellis out to Logan Ellis, and traveling is called before Reed Ellis could get rid of the basketball. He has 8 rebounds and 6 points already. Just a freshman. 2 minutes gone by here in the second quarter at Rockport Mound City tonight. Rockport with the lead. And now here the ball. Meyercourt with a quick hand steals it. Jack Meyercourt all the way to the hole. The layup is good. He's got his first 2 of the ball game. And it's now a 6-point lead for Rockport. Take the ball down the right corner. Brown, bounce pass to Smith. Back to Brown for 3, too strong. Rebound on the run the other way. Brock Holmes leaves it ahead for Logan Ellis. He elevates, trying to throw it up there. The ball is blocked. And I don't know if it hit the cheerleader in the head or if she was quick enough to get out of the way. She's a cheerleader in high school. If her life passed before her eyes, it wasn't very long. Man, that's scary. They're only about 6 feet off the plane when that ball got hammered right at her. She ducked quick. I'll give her that. Here's a 3-pointer up and down from the right side of the circle for Brock Holmes. He's in double figures with 10. And now the lead is up to 9 after we were tied at 13 apiece. A 9-0 run in the middle. Give the ball off to Hall. Jacob can't connect, and the rebound is grabbed up. But we get a foul. Skillen comes down with the board. Foul on Mound City on Jacob Hall, his second. Third foul of the quarter on Mound City. 5:08 to go in the period. Skillen comes out of the game. Replaced in the lineup now. If he'll turn around, I'll tell you who it is. That is Tayden Cook back in there, the 5'10 junior. To Holmes, driving, his shot off, no good. Hall the rebound, outlet to Brown. Brown pushing up, stops, leaves the back. Hall for 3 off the rim, no. Rebound, Logan Ellis this time. Now he'll come up, a quick pass ahead to Brock Holmes. He'll skip it over to the far side, making the catch over there is Cook. He'll give it to Meyercourt. He'll dribble in. Now stop, swinging around to the left side. Logan Ellis, 3 ball, in, out, back, in, it goes for 3 for Rockport. That was Logan Ellis. He's got 7, and it's 25-13. The lead is 12. 12-0 run, Brown to try to end the run, and no, 2 hops on the rim, won't go. Tipped by Meyercourt, it goes over to Tayden Cook. He'll give it back to Jack Meyercourt, and the sophomore works up the floor. Pulls up just inside the 3-point line and buries it. 4 for Jack Meyercourt. Time to Mound City. A 14-0 run the first 4 minutes of the second quarter for Rockport. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
BX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
3:57 to go here in quarter number two. Rockport with a 14-0 run here to start this second period. It was 13-13. A couple of baskets by Chauncey Brown got Mound City to tie the game at 13-all. Since then, it's all Rockport, 14 straight for the Blue Jays. Chauncey Brown inbound the basketball, and Chauncey talking to the cheerleaders. He just looked at the cheerleaders behind him, inbound the ball. That'll work. Whatever. 14-0, but down in a blue jersey to give him any trouble. All right, with the ball now down the lane. With it goes Ernie Peters. In trouble, spins out of there, gets the ball away. Now to Rowan Durr is back in the ball game. Out to the top. Creighton Rout. Creighton working to the right. Pulls up a long three. In and out, no. Brown with another rebound for Mound City. And he's going to fight it up and in. Chauncey Brown has 13. And that ends the 14-0 run. So we come the other way now. Rockport with the ball. We've got a whistle and traveling called before Rockport could get rid of the ball. Coach Aaron Carpenter calls over one of the officials. They have a little conversation. Now we're back to live action. Creighton Rout to the front court. Gives the ball off there to Rowan Durr. Durr moving left. He holds. He moves. Now off to Hall. Jacob down to Durr. Three ball left. Pocket up. No. In the corner. Rebound out of bounds. And it's out off of... Oh, we're going to call a foul on Brown? Let's see. Put one up on the board, and they do, and that's number three. No, that's on 40. Okay. No, 30. All right. Put 40 up on the scoreboard. That is number three on Chauncey Brown. He checks out of the ball game. Grady Knapp back in for Mound City. Skillen back in for Rockport again. Logan Ellis will hand the ball off to Weston Amper. Just check back in. Out of Meyer Court. Spinning, moving to his left to Skillen. Skillen drives in, kicks out the right side for Anther. He'll give it up now to Logan Ellis. Logan Ellis passes off, gets it back, and hits a little 14-footer. He's got 9 in the ball game. And it's 29-15. Here's a pass. Kicked by Logan Ellis. Really mounts the ball right in front of the Rockport bench here. Rowan Durr inbound the ball. He'll get it in there to Creighton Rout. Halftime score over at Fall City High. As the Fall City Tigers leading Delro Del boys at halftime by a score of 24-22. The Tigers leading Delro Del tonight at halftime of the boys game. Delro Del girls won the earlier contest. Here's a foul on Rockport. On Mound City the other end. I'm sorry. At the line will be Amthor. Shoot 2. Foul will go on Rowan Durr. Rowan's got his third foul now. Free throw is good for Amthor. Mound City with two of their starters, with 3 fouls already. All right, ready to go. Starting 5 there, it looks like, for Rockport. Second free throw for Andrew. He's not a starter, but he has played a lot tonight. Hits them both, and it's 31-15. The lead is now 16, biggest lead of the ball game. To the front court, Creighton Ralph off the left side, Ernie Peters. Peters backing in. Got away. No, he didn't get away with a walk. I didn't hear a whistle, but I saw the traveling signal known universally by the official over on the far side, and it's Rockport basketball with 1:45 to go in the first half, leading 31-15. To the front court we go, Rockport the ball, Reed Ellis for 3, and he got it. The 6'5 freshman, left side wing, up and good. He's got 9 with that 3-pointer, and it's now a 19-point lead for Rockport. Ralph stands between the circles, dribbles the basketball, looks for a cutter. Off the right side, he goes to Durr. Durr looks down to Hall, three ball, right side, no. Put back attempt by Grady Knapp. No, but a whistle and a foul. And I think it'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Foul on Malachi Skillen. That's just the second foul of the ball game on Rockport. Knapp at the line to shoot a pair. First one up, no good. He'll get another one here. Into the game for Mount City comes Henry Smith again. He'll check in there replacing Ernie Peters. Second one up, no good, and the rebound brought down to Skillen. Skillen to Meyer Court, up the front he comes with 65 seconds to go in the half. Around one defender and a reach in from the weak side. Knocked the ball loose, it goes out to Skillen, and as he backed up, he had his foot, he was trying to get control of the ball, and his foot was on the sideline. No, we got a foul. Apparently got pushed. Did not see what happened there. Grady Knapp called for the foul, his first. So to the free throw line goes Skillen to shoot two. It's on the way up and off the mark, no good. Malachi, a 6'2 senior, looking for his first point of the ball game here. Second one coming here for the senior. On the way up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Jacob Hall. Hall to Ralph. Ralph off the left side, now to Henry Smith. Smith gives the ball up, three-pointer up and down for Jacob Hall on the left elbow. He's got his first points of the ball game, and it's 34-18. 33 seconds to go in the half. Meyer Cork with it. Whoops, you got two players, two teammates right together. Couldn't get rid of it. Now it is going to be in the hands of Brock Holmes to Meyer Cork, three ball short. Rebound tipped by Hall out of there to Knapp. And Knapp will give the ball up now. Ralph will work it up the floor. Creighton crosses midcourt with 10 seconds to go. Around one defender, around the back, elevates, lost it. Ball to Meyer Court, and he's going to run it out of the other end with a left-hand layup. It is good. Meyer Court has six, and at halftime, it is the Rockport Blue Jays 36, down to the Panthers 18, 36-18. Rockport with the lead at halftime. We'll take a two-minute timeout, be back, and wrap up the first half scoring on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th, Saturday the 22nd, and Monday the 24th. All classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts for teens and adults, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. We have something for everyone. Find out more at hellmartialarts.com or give us a call at 402-380-3383.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Fall City.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee.
Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Mound City High School. It's halftime in our boys' game. And the score is 36-18, Rockport boys leading Mound City. Scoring for Mound City in the first half night is Chauncey Brown. He's got 13 points in the ball game. Three more for Jacob Hall and two for Creighton Ralph for their total of 18. They are 1 of 4 at the free throw line. Rowan Durr and Chauncey Brown each with three fouls for Mound City in the first half. For Rockport in the first half, the scoring goes this way. 9 each for Reed Ellis and Logan Ellis, the two freshmen, 9 each. Jack Meyercorth has 6. We've got 10 for Brock Holmes in the first half. Weston Amther had a pair of free throws for 2, and that's their total of 36. They scored 23 points in that second quarter. They're 6 out of 13 at the line. They've only committed 2 fouls, 1 on 2 different players. Halftime score, 36-18, Rockport with a lead. In the girls' game tonight, Rockport got the cover-behind win, 54-50. We had 3 ties and 3 lead changes in the fourth quarter after Mound City had an 11-point lead. 54-50, your final score in that one. Rockport picks up victory. Right now, we'll check in with our sponsors, say thanks to them for making these broadcasts possible. We'll check the weather, more sponsors, be back for the second half of our boys' game, coming up in a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Mound City High School. Run down a couple of things here for you. If you're just joining us, you might have missed this. A bunch of schools closing tomorrow due to the weather forecast. Fall City Public, Fall City Sacred Heart, Dillon Rodel, Auburn, Humboldt Table Rock Senior, Lord Central Catholic, Pawnee City, Sterling, Hiawatha all closed tomorrow. The Blue Rivers area agency on aging is closed around no meals. That means Fall City Senior Center closed tomorrow. Also, the Senka Head Start in Fall City, Auburn, Table Rock, Nebraska City, they are all closed tomorrow as well. So, you're caught up with that. I'm sure there'll be more coming, probably the way it sounds. We'll have it for you tomorrow. Here we go. It is Rockport basketball. Start quarter number 3. They lead it 36-18. They outscored Mound City 23-5 after it was tied at 13 apiece. With it, Brock Holmes in the front court. Dribbles off right side. Skillen thought about a triple. Said, nah, better not. Off to Logan Ellis, through traffic, carries the ball, gets off to Meyercorth, tell footer, no, rebound to Rowan Durr. Durr will work it up the floor, ahead to Creighton Ralph. Ralph for 3 from the left side on the rim, no, rebound, Hall, back out to Durr. Back to underneath, Hall, and now to Chauncey Brown. reverse layup won't go. Loose ball rebound should belong to Rockford, I believe. And it does. So inbounding will be Malachi Skillen for the Blue Jays. They'll bring it in and up the floor. Now it goes to Brock Holmes. Down the left side of the lane, elevated, nowhere to go, lost the ball, taken away by Durr. Durr ahead, and a bounce pass into Brown. Bounces across the lane, and a two-pointer from 10 feet for Ernie Peters. Ernie's first two of the night, 36-20. Rockport with the lead and the basketball after the Mountain City basket. Meyerkorth passes it off now to Holmes to the free throw circle, and he'll give the ball away. Logan Ellis back to Meyerkorth. Jack Meyerkorth for three, no. Picked out of the air, loose by Reed Ellis. He tried a little reverse, couldn't get it. Ends up on the ground, Mountain City with the basketball. To the front, Ernie Peters with it off the left side, Creighton Ralph. Ralph has the ball, looking against the defense. Off the right side, Durr in the middle to Brown, left hand down the left side, up and good. 15 for Chauncey Brown in the ball game. 36-22, Rockport. Out top, Logan Ellis with the ball. Works right, all the way underneath the basket, stops in the paint. To the top with the pass to Holmes. Holmes dribbles in, back out to Logan Ellis. He'll drive to the left block, pulls up short, rebound Skillen, and the putback good on the left side. Malachi Skillen with his first two of the ball game. 16-point advantage for Rockport. The other way we go now with the basketball in the hands of Ernie Peters. Cross court, Ralph. Rockport manned up defensively here now. Off the left side to Durr. To Hall for the free throw line. Jumper won't go. Rebound to Holmes. He's going to push it up the floor. Everybody got back. Now he's going to keep on going down the line. Dish it out. Logan Ellis, three ball in the corner. No good on the left side. Kept alive by Reed Ellis momentarily. Couldn't catch it after he tipped it. The ball chases it out of bounds. Did he come back? There he comes. He was going down the hallway chasing that basketball. Caught it. Now it gets back in the floor. Here we go. Panther ball down by 16. In traffic to Brown. Dribbles in. Dishes off to Hall. His pass knocked loose. Saving it is going to be Mountain City to Peters. It's stolen away and a run-out layup by Jack Meyerkorth at the other end. To the front court, long pass, Peters over to Hall, six-footer, no. Rebound, Brown, left hand up, won't go, but a whistle and a foul on the Blue Jays. Foul will go on Brock Holmes, his first foul of the period. And it puts Brock Holmes, or no, Chauncey Brown, I'm sorry, at the line to shoot a pair. Brown's free throw in the cylinder, but able to climb his way out of there. Brown ready again. Free throw up and got it to go. 40-23, Rockport with the lead. Into the game comes Grady Knapp for the Panthers of Mound City. Coming up the floor with it, Logan Ellis. Right side to Brock Holmes. Dishes off left side for Logan Ellis. Drives all the way underneath the paint. Out it goes. Three ball up, three ball down from the right side for Brock Holmes. He's got 13 now. Coming the other way, and a foul. The pass went to Reed Ellis. He got ran into, through, and over by Grady Knapp. Well, Grady got his money's worth. They're going to commit a foul, make a count. He did. And Rockport will get the ball on the offensive foul. Turnover. All right, inside, up to Reed Ellis, won't go. Brown on the run the other way, splits two defenders with the right hand, up and good. He's now got 18 on the night. Over on Sister Station, AT&T, the Fall City Tiger boys looking for their first win of the year. They're up over Del Rodell, 41-30 after three quarters tonight. Here's a three-pointer up, no good by Brock Holmes, and the rebound to Brown. Pushes up the floor to Rowan Durr all the way in, blocked by Reed Ellis, who commits the foul. Reed Ellis called for his second foul of the evening. No, they did not. They called that on Tayden Cook. I apologize. Tayden Cook with the foul, his first. Second foul of the quarter, and at the line, Rowan Durr cannot connect. 3:41 to go in this third period. Up, good on the second one. The lead is now 17. 43-26, Rockport basketball and the lead. Meyer Court, the right wing, dishes it off, leaves it back now. Holmes down the lane, up and in from the paint. Good. He's got 15 now. And here comes Rockport on defense. Going for the steal, came up empty. Durr in traffic. Fights the ball all the way down. He gets off now to Grady Knapp. They'll take it out to Ralph. Three ball in and out, won't go. Brown up high for the rebound. Wouldn't go, and he came down and he turned his ankle. He's grabbing his right ankle. That's not good. Ahead to Holmes. Reverse, won't go. Rebound brought down by Hall. Brown up, limping on his right ankle. Ralph with it inside the paint. Dishes it out of there. They're going to have to get Brown out of there. He can't go. He's hobbling up the floor. And now the referee, they can't stop while Rockport's got the ball. Inside to Reed Ellis. Layup is good. Reed Ellis now. Has 11. And the timeout gets Chauncey Brown off the floor. With 2:39 to go, the lead is 21, 47-26. So bringing in up the floor with the basketball works Rowan Durr. He'll go off to Creighton Ralph. Throw the ball across to Knapp. He can't connect. Meyercourt the rebound, looking ahead. Keeps the ball, leaves off now to Holmes. Brock Holmes will give it up there for Amther. Drives it across with a pass to Skillen. It's up, it's good. 49-26, the lead is 23. Ralph in traffic, tried to scoop, no. Block, got it back, missed it again. Follow shot up by Grady Knapp, won't go, and the rebound knocked out of bounds by the Panthers. 2:01 left in this third period. Into the game comes Max Smith for Sound City. Mound City, you're playing some small ball now, out top, anyway. On the right side, Weston Amther with it. He'll give the ball up there to Brock Holmes. He'll pass it away to Cook. Drives down his pass. He jumped in the air and to throw it back, and it's stolen by Durr. Rowan Durr all the way in, left hand short off the glass. No rebound to Skillen. Skillen gets it out of there to his teammate, Jack Meyercourt. Is going to fire a long triple. Up, no, and the rebound comes down to Grady Knapp. Knapp to Durr with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Off the left side, Ralph. Right in front of his bench, thought about firing up a long triple there, but he didn't. Off the right side now, take the ball out in the right corner. Ernie Peters with it. Picked up his dribble, needs help, gets away to Ralph with 65 seconds to go. In the period, 49-26. Up the floor. Ralph continues to work the dribble. Bounce pass in. Throwing it up off the glass. No good as Henry Smith. Loose ball rebound. Peters picks it up, fires it, draws a foul on Rockport with 46 seconds to go in the third. Foul will go on Malachi Skillen, his second. Team foul number three of the quarter. On Rockport, Peters at the line for the first time in the ball game. Fires, it's off the front end, no good. He'll get another one here. Second free throw for Peters is up, and it climbs over the front edge for the junior. 49-27. Meyercourt up the floor with the pass to Holmes. Holmes around the back, lost it, picked it up, gets it away now. Back in the hands of his teammates. Now Amther works the dribble. It looks right. He passed to his left, tried to pass it. Knocked away. He got it back, and now in the left corner, free ball. Meyercorth won't go, and the loose ball rebound off of Mound City out of bounds with 23 seconds to go in the period. Calling the play from the baseline, Malachi Skillen looks to the corner to Amthor. Out top, he goes with it to Meyercorth. Down the paint, he goes, and the scoop won't go. Rebound to Knapp. Ahead to Ralph. Creighton going to go, and behind the back goes in. Draws a foul with 9 seconds to go in quarter number three. This foul on Brock Holmes will be his second. At the line, Creighton Ralph for the first time in the ball game has 2 points back in the first quarter. He sets. He fires. Got it. We'll get another one here. 28 Second one up. Second one good. The Creighton route makes them both. It's a 20-point lead for Rockport. 5 on the clock. 4. Meyercorth for 3. Got it before the horn sound. Jack Meyercorth in double figures with 11. After 3, it's 52-29. Rockport with the lead. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
52-29, Rockport leads. Mound City has the basketball to start quarter number 4. And a ball knocked away and a cross-court pass is ran down by Brock Holmes. He throws it across the lane. It's tipped. It goes out to a teammate. Meyercorth can't connect on the 3-ball. Rebound to Jacob Hall for the Panthers. Up the floor comes Ernie Peters. Into the paint. Down the lane he goes. Block and a held ball will go to the Blue Jays. Chauncey Brown down here, I'm watching him. He is trying to get his ankle rewrapped, I think, but he's hobbling pretty good. He's trying to climb up into the stands here. With it, Holmes in the front court for Rockport down the lane between two defenders all the way to the hole, up and good. Holmes now with 17 in the game. The lead is 54-29. Now Creighton Ralph with the ball. Gives the ball off to Ernie Peters. Peters dribbles, moves right. Gets the ball away to Rowan Durr. Hand off to Creighton Ralph. Ralph looking. Bounce pass. Gets the ball away there to Henry Smith. Driving in. Shot won't go this time for Hall. And coming away with the ball will be Skillen. Skillen off the right side. Gives the ball up. Brock Holmes down the lane he goes. Whips the ball to the left side wing. Skillen for 3. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Holmes. He went for the pass away to Reed Ellis. And they misfire. And the ball heads out the hallway on the far side. All right, now we've got to retrieve. 6:25 to go in this one. Rockport trying for win number 19 on the season. Postseason coming pretty quick for these teams. Nebraska girls sub-district start next week on Monday and Tuesday and Thursday. Here's a steal by Meyercorth all the way in. No, rebound Logan Ellis. Back out, Myrick-Worth. Right side, three ball from the corner is good. Couldn't get the layup, but he'll hit the triple. He's got 14 now. It's 57-29. Ralph, nice move all the way in. Scoops it, good. And he's got six. It's 57-31. To the front court, Myrick-Worth will give the ball off there to Logan Ellis. Down the lane he goes, in trouble, gets it back out now to the right side elbow with it to Holmes. To Skillen, his pass tipped away, stolen away by Henry Smith. Smith will give the ball up and down to Durer for three in the corner on the left side, no. Rebound grabbed, on the run is Brock Holmes, ahead to Logan Ellis. Logan Ellis will run it out, put it up and in. He's in double figures with 11. 59-31, timeout Mound City with 5:10 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Mound City. We have a 59-31 lead for Rockport. Auburn called the timeout. So here we go. Mound City basketball. Take the ball to the left corner. And a three-pointer up and good for that left side for Rowan Durer. His first field goal tonight makes it 59-34. We come the other way now with the basketball. It's going to belong to the Rockport Blue Jays. Drive it in, a nice little shake and bake move up and good for Weston Amther. His first field goal makes it 61-34. Here come the Panthers with the ball, 4.5 to play. Creighton Ralph off to Ernie Peters. Down the left side, ball tipped, intended in the corner for Heath Behrman, who checked in, a 5'9 sophomore. They're icing the ankle now of Chauncey Brown. He's done for the night with 18 points. Bring it in, Creighton Ralph, free throw circle, hands it off. It'll be Hall. Now with the ball, Ernie Peters down left side, Durer for three again. In and out, wouldn't go, rebound tip. Logan Ellis on the run, it's a 4-on-1. He's going to wrap it around to Reed Ellis, and the layup is good. The assist to Logan Ellis, the bucket for Reed Ellis. He's got 13 in the game, it's 63-34. Take the ball the other way for Rockport. Rowan Durer, excuse me, Mound City. Rowan Durer passed the ball away into the hands of Behrman in the paint. Up, won't go. Rebound to Reed Ellis. Ellis would give the ball to Myrick-Worth and a timeout called by Rockport. They want to change a bunch of players here. They're not really going to take a timeout, I don't think. Or maybe they will. Yep, they're going to take the timeout. 3:37 to go. It's a 29-point lead for Rockport. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Mound City, Panthers have the basketball on the right side of the ball. They go with it to Jacob Hall. They'll give it up there for Henry Smith, the three-minute mark. Ernie Peters has it now between the circles. Take the ball to the right side and Hall for three. Won't go. And the rebound is grabbed up, and on the run is Rockport through traffic west of Amthorpe. And a buck at the other end is good for Taden Cook, his first two of the night. And the lead is now 65-34. Another closing, Johnson County Central School, closed tomorrow. Tecumseh and Cook, Johnson County Central School, closed tomorrow. Three-pointer at the other end, Durr won't go. Rebound and a run out at the other end by Anthony, whistle and a foul. And with a 31-point lead, the clock is going to keep running during this free throw attempt. Foul on Mound City will be on Jacob Hall, his third. Weston Amthor at the line to shoot two. First one on the way is up and good. He'll have another one. Brady Knapp back in the game for Mound City. Also checking in is Cade Tubbs, a 5'8 freshman. All right, ready again. Amthor sets, fires, nailed them both. 67-34. 90 seconds to go. Rockport with the lead. Mount City with the basketball. Tubbs out top, holds it. Cross court with the pass now with it to Henry Smith. Henry drives, wraps the pass underneath on the baseline there for Knapp. Knapp will give it away to Tubbs. He goes around the back through the paint. Ball knocked loose, knocked away. They're also in the game is Heath Bierman for Mound City. So working the ball for the Panthers. Now, excuse me, now for Rockport is Wyatt Huntley. Huntley will give it up to Taden Cook. Ball knocked loose. Cook got it back. Now to Amthor. Also in there for Rockport, Dayton Hayes. Blue Jays play catch with it. Amthor with it. Right side, pass it away there to Huntley. His pass knocked away, stolen, and we'll run it out on the other end. Layup is good for Heath Bierman. 67-36. 25 seconds left in this one. Working the ball to the front court will be Wyatt Huntley. Huntley around the defense, the free throw line. Gives the ball away. Huntley got it back. Now looks in the paint, knocked loose. It rolls back to him. Five on the clock. And that's going to be your ball game. Final score. That ball up and did not count. 67-36. Rockport with their 19th win of the year. We'll wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff too.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Mound City, your final score in our boys game tonight. 67-36, Rockport with the win. 67-36. That's your final scoring in the boys game tonight. Scoring for Mound City, Chauncey Brown led the way with 18 points all in the first three quarters. He missed most of the fourth quarter with a turned ankle. Creighton Ralph had six. It's four for Rowan Durr, three for Ernie Peters and Jacob Hall. and 2 for Heath Behrman for their total of 36. For the Rockport Blue Jays tonight, they are led by 4 players in double figures. Brock Holmes had 17. Jack had 14. 13 for Reed Ellis, 11 for Logan Ellis. It's 6 tonight for Weston Amthor, 2 for Taden Cook, and 4 more for Malachi Skillen for the Blue Jay total of 67. For the girls' game tonight, Rockport wins it 54-50 in come-from-behind fashion after trailing by as many as 11 in the first half. They fought back and won it 54-50 with 3 lead changes and 3 ties in the fourth quarter. Leading the way for Rockport, Audrey Meyer-Korth with 24-11 for Ella Meyer-Korth and 10 for Avery Meyer-Korth. Mound City led by Maggie Osborne, the sophomore, poured in 31 points on the night for the Mound City Panthers. All right, that's it tonight. For Jeff Nichols, our studio engineer, I'm John Nixon. Good night, everybody, from Mound City.